The concert will be on Thursday this week, June 20th, from 6 to 10 p.m. Doors are at 5:45, and this will all be happening at Unit Pitt's 4th Avenue Gallery, 2954 West 4th Avenue in Vancouver. So cool stuff. How long did it take you to kind of get everything together, through from when the submissions opened to how long it took you to kind of go through and adjudicate them?
So I want to say the submissions opened sometime in February, March, and I got brought in. So the project came to me. I go to Emily Carr currently, do my master's of design there, and then through the Shumka Center, this like position opened up, and then I started it top of April, and from there my first task was to kind of go through, and for me it was just really important to get through everyone and really sit with the work for a while, and then after kind of going through that and selecting the 10, that took me like a few weeks, and then from there it was meeting with all the artists, and for me that was one of the most important parts as well, to kind of get to know who the people are on the tape. And for me, it was once I kind of got that sense of it, I was like really trusting in their vision. And for me, I see my role as a curator, as like a facilitator, mainly in helping them get the best out of their work.
So, absolutely. Yeah. The same way that we do at the radio, we want to give people a platform. And that's exactly what Unit Pitt is for. It isn't an entirely, you know, community run organization. And it really is kind of one of the stalwarts of the scene. We've got the Unit Pitt, we've got the James Black Gallery as well too. A couple of other artist run and community focused art initiatives here in Vancouver. And that's one thing that I really love about our art scene, whether it's live music, whether it's visual arts, whether it's performance like dance and ballet and that kind of stuff. There really is a sense in Vancouver that the people of Vancouver are the ones doing that. It's not a huge organization. No. It's the people on the ground.
People on the ground. It's like super... everyone's kind of giving a little bit extra where they can and to help everyone else out. So.
Indeed. Yeah. We just wanted to play a few other tracks. In December, on the 19th of December, just before the winter solstice, Volume 2 came out, and we have a couple of tracks over here, too. The first one we're going to play is from Olivia Valenza called Egress. We'll just get this going in the background here. I don't know if you know a little bit about this track, if you could give us possibly some information.
I don't know too much about this track or this project, but I would say that I did go to the performance happening in the winter, and it was really cool seeing that even before I took on the role, of like the vibe that they were able to curate in terms of like the winter feeling. And it was like, we're in the gallery, it's really cold, but like I think that moment of being there in the cold really made the tracks that we were hearing.
Nice. On the Unit Pitt website and under their portfolios, they have some artist information here, and there will be more artist information for Volume 3 about this track. They say this work combines bass clarinet, voice, electronics, and field recordings using the Soma Ether. Hey, shout out to Plastic Owl. He's got one of those. What it is it's a little box that allows you to record magnetic and electromagnetic fields, and it converts it into audible sound. Whoa. So you can use it on like antennas, or if you hold it up to the turnstiles at the SkyTrain, you can hear this buzzing and everything. So it picks up and then converts electronic fields into audible noise. Super cool stra. Egress is the result of capturing new sound materials in relation to location, as well as the way the artist tunes the ether, filtering it through their body plants used like antennae in an approach to akin to sonic gardening practice. So this is Olivia Valenza, Egress. We'll listen to this for a moment, and we'll be right back on Vancouver FM. This is selections from Unit Pitt's second volume, Sound of the Sun, Volume 2. Again, Radio Land. We're listening to a little bit. This is kind of like the bonus part of the episode. Yeah, we had such a wonderful, deep premiere of Sound of the Sun Volume 3, and we were very fortunate enough to do the same for Volume 1. So we're playing you a little bit of Volume 2, which came out in the winter to kind of cool you down during these heat waves here.
Yeah.
I just got back from traveling, and it was like up in the 30s where I was. It was hot and dry. So it was very nice to hear that kind of warm, radiating music. Yeah. And now just a little bit of cool down as well, too. You can find all of these, both Volume 1 and Volume 2, and in due time, Volume 3 will be available on the Unit Pit SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/something. We should probably get you to /Unit Pit.
Yeah.
You should do that. But if you search for Unit Pit, UNIT/PITT, you are able to find that kind of thing. And this was released for the winter solstice of 2024. And big shout outs to Catherine and Marissa, who joined me for Volume 1. They were the curators of this. And Sound of the Sun Volume 3 was curated by the man of the hour, Jefferson Alade, from Emily Carr via Unit Pit. Mm-hmm. Super, super cool stuff. What kind of stuff do you like to design?
Experiences, spaces.
Nice.
And books.
Books?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in the like just typography or like visual?
I'm really into like art books.
Nice.
And kind of moving, adding in the magazine space and kind of seeing the book as this like object mm-hmm. that can communicate beyond just the words, and
mm-hmm.
I've made a few and kind of been thinking about how to kind of incorporate that in my practice and thinking about music and
very
the
cool
like, yeah.
If you're interested in zines, I would highly recommend checking out at the Vancouver Public Library. They
okay.
have a section just for zines.
Oh,
not magazines, but
zines.
Yeah,
okay,
that you
cool.
can check out.
Oh,
it's a good history. Zines are super cool. This mm-hmm. kind of for those of you in Radioland who don't know, it's usually independent or underground publishing. Mm-hmm. Very kind of it, back in the day, used to be like photocopy, quick and dirty,
mm-hmm.
that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing, Xerox. But it generally was attached to either art or performance mm-hmm. or protest or mm-hmm. underground venues, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, and letting the people speak.
Absolutely.
And then I know that I just went recently, but the Vancouver Art Gallery has a copy machine manifesto, and it's
nice.
Their new exhibition. It's super, super good, and I would recommend everyone check it out. And yeah, it talks about the history of zines and zine culture and kind of connected it to some of the scenes in Vancouver coming up, but then talked about the whole punk era and whatnot.
Nice. Here we go. Copy Machine Manifestos. Artists Who Make Zines, running from May to September. 5 decades of zines produced in North America. That's crazy. That's so cool. Down here it says, Vancouver has a rich history of zines that emerged around the Western Front.
Mm,
good.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Western Front. There's one of the founders of the Western Front. I would love to do an episode of Vancouver because he did a ton of computer music back in the 70s and 80s. So up here at SFU as well, too. He taught like music composition and computer programming and that kind of stuff, but also wove it into performance.
Music.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Sick.
Yeah. The Reading Room highlights the robust zine culture that exists in the city. Artists such as Ho Tam, Wes Harmon, Erica Wilk, Cole Pauls, Cheryl Hamilton, Lisa G. Nielsen, Liz Knox, and many more. Super cool stuff. Very, very cool. Nice. Does the art gallery still do Tuesday night donation night?
Not that I know of. I think it's like first Fridays are free or something like this.
Well, absolutely. Go check it out. The Vancouver Art Gallery is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what are some things that are coming up on the horizon for Unit Pit after Sound of the Sun?
After Sound of the Sun, there is potential to think about making the listening room into like an installation in the gallery.
Nice.
So there's talks about that. So hopefully maybe that'll be going up. And then the summer season, nothing confirmed, but I know they're planning on starting a garden residency. So
wow.
Unit has a very beautiful garden and kind of
wow.
bringing more that kind of garden or horticultural.
A lot of people don't think about gardens as as an art piece. Yes, they're mm-hmm. very beautiful and aesthetic, but mm-hmm. like the planning and there's mm-hmm. a curation.
The training,
that,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Making sure the soil is right, the water, mm-hmm. the seasonality of a garden
yeah.
as well, too, the way things change and bloom and die and rebirth and
yeah,
everything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. We've got some lovely plants in our backyard. We have a red currant bush,
okay,
a little apple tree, some lavender as well, too. Yeah. Okay. Big shout outs to anybody who gardens and grows their own food.
Awesome. I know Zinema, I think they are a film, experimental film collective, and I think they might be doing some more stuff at the gallery as well. So
awesome, awesome. Of course, for more information on Unit Pit, you can, of course, check out their website, unitpitt.ca. They have tons of information about all their programs, their portfolio, how to become a member as well, too. And, of course, sign up for the newsletter. I'm on that newsletter, so I get information about this. And the society itself has been running for, you know, a considerable amount of time. And they are, it's like CGSF, we are nonprofit and it's artist focused. Mm-hmm. So it really does bring the community in at a different level than a massive organization.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like it is really grassroots and kind of coming into the team and being able to work with everyone and kind of like being able to operate in the gallery. I really got that feeling that they are really trying to push the arts and culture in Vancouver and doing it in a way that everyone can feel welcome and accessible. So
I'm just looking at the history here. It said it started in 1975, and what became Emily Carr, but the Vancouver School of Art, and was founded. So Unit Pit was founded by future Emily Carr alumni. Super cool. And been around for 45 plus years. Amazing, amazing stuff. One of the cool, really just foundational and formational conference that they had was Strategies for Survival, and that was in 1986, and then that formed the Pacific Association of Artist Run Centers, which is all up and down the West Coast.
Yeah. And I know they, I think in previous iterations, they might have been called the Pit Gallery. I remember reading this, I've been doing research for this other project I'm working on, but I know they, in a time past, they were around the scene of like the Vancouver School and had like Jeff Wall and these people come perform in the space and stuff like this. Nice.
Well, we're going to leave you off here with one, maybe two more tracks here from Volume 2, Sound of the Sun. Of course, everyone, make sure to go get your tickets for Sound of the Sun Volume 3, the cassette release party. It will start doors at 5:45 from 6 to 10 p.m. It'll start with a outdoor listening party at the gallery, followed by a little bit of nosh, and then some live performances.
Yeah, and I would say that super grateful when the cassette and like all the visuals were designed by this guy named Money Designs, and super awesome working with him. And I thought the whole project in terms of visually looks really good. And then in terms of the meal, we're getting it catered by Bleach Studios.
Nice.
Their new listening bar room in Chinatown. And
oh, cool.
They were grateful enough to kind of work with us. So.
Well, shout out to them. We'll have to get them on the radio sometime. Maybe just before we go here, how many copies of the cassette?
There will be 50.
Ooh, available. That's limited.
Yeah, limited. So come early and get your cassette.
Nice. Amazing stuff. And of course, thanks to Jefferson, we are able to add this music to the CJSF playlist. So do tune in across our various programming here at CJSF. This music will be available here at the station for our programmers to play at their discretion. And just like Sounds of the Sun Volume 1, once we remove it from the playlist, it'll be added into our permanent collection here.
Love to hear it.
Amazing stuff. Well, we're going to say goodbye for now. Again, thank you, Jefferson. I really appreciate it. It was it's exhilarating always to have a Unit Pit here because it just shows not only such fine-tuned curation, but also just a wonderful glimpse into the seasonality. Mm-hmm. You know, Vancouver is very much a four seasons kind of place.
Four seasons, everything up and down.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was cool to have this project kind of encapsulate that and got me thinking about the time and place. And I'm super grateful to have been able to work on this project. And thank you, Connor, for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Once again, if you want to find out more information, Unit Pit, unitpitt.ca. You can RSVP for the show that's coming up on Thursday the 20th. Thank you so much, everyone. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and Vancouver FM. We are eternally grateful for the premiere broadcast of Sound of the Sun, Volume 3.
Thank you.